We hear Jesus speaking to his apostles the night of the Last Supper. Again, this would have been Thursday, April 2nd of 33 AD. And at this point, during the Last Supper, Jesus had already instituted the Eucharist. It was Judas had already left. And then he's going through various teachings. He talked about how the advocate, another advocate was going to come, the Holy Spirit. And then we heard last week about Jesus speaking about the vine and the branches. Jesus being the vine, we're called to be the branches, remain connected to Jesus, allow the Holy Spirit to nourish and strengthen us, certainly. And that leads into today's gospel, talking affirming in his apostles, Jesus, that they're called to remain in him. And they remain in him, in part by following. He says, remain in me if you keep my commandments, just as I have kept my father's commandments. So that's one of the things Jesus did. He did the will of the Father perfectly. He followed everything that God the Father commanded of him. So if Jesus did that, then why shouldn't we do that? So we're called to, again, follow everything that Jesus has commanded of us, to remain in him. And then he says, he talks about, Jesus says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. I have told you this that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. So Jesus really wants to share with us the joy that he has. Now you could argue, well, wait, Jesus, this is the night he's going to his death. How can he have joy? Bad things are going to happen to him. But see, that's not, joy is not feeling, not suffering. It's a different aspect. Joy, in a certain sense, is knowing that we're doing the will of the Father. We're living the life that God calls us. And there's that then brings about a joy. Because we know that this world is passing. There's something beyond this world that we have, that God will give us if we but follow after what he has asked of us. So Jesus really wants to share that joy with us. He wants to share that with us. And so he's reminding his apostles, but also all of us, about that. So this is one of the things we're called to be, joy-filled people. So something for us really to look at, do I have joy in my life? Am I joy-filled? Now, again, it's not that we don't suffer and bad things can happen, but in part, it's knowing that the Lord is with us. The Lord is near us. He's guiding us. He's helping us. St. James says at one point, brothers, count it all joy when you suffer trials and tribulations. Count it all joy. So again, it's not that, joy isn't like, well, I'm feeling good. It's no, we have a sense we're doing that which is right, that which God calls us to. And there's the joy that comes with that. So also, we have to realize that we're not meant for this world. This, as a result of sin, there's all kinds of suffering and bad things that can happen. We're not meant to be in this world. We're meant to be with God in the next. And so to have that realization that we're passing through. St. Peter talks about this. He says that basically that we although we have not seen Jesus, we believe and we rejoice with indescribable and enormous joy because we're attaining the goal of our faith, the salvation of our souls. So St. Peter acknowledges it. St. Peter, again, was the one who denied our Lord three times, but he turned to the Lord. He turned back to the Lord. And he eventually is martyred for the Lord. So to have that joy, knowing and trusting that, again, we're just passing through this world. to sort of keep our eyes fixed on heaven and on the Lord and allow the joy of the Lord to come into us. Well, how do we get that joy then? Well, if you know that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. So we want to allow the Holy Spirit to give us that. And again, it's following the Lord, following what He has commanded of us. And certainly in part, we want to pray to the Holy Spirit. You know, if we're not as joyful as we should be, it's something to look at. You know, it's just like, you know, I have to be more joy-filled. It is not like a false, you know, kind of a, I don't know, kind of a false joy, but it's a true joy, and that comes from the Holy Spirit. So to pray to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me to be joy-filled, no matter what comes my way, to be joy-filled. I mean, look at some of the martyrs and the saints. You know, they were dying a horrible death, and they seemed like they were full of joy. Look at Stephen when he was martyred. He looked up to heaven, and he was joy-filled. Even, you know, Jesus on the cross. So to pray for that, and then look at our lives. You know, what do we have our priorities in the right spot? Do we have our priorities right? Are we putting things, you know, too much emphasis on things, or and maybe you know, a relationship that's maybe not as good as it should be as far as the Lord goes? You know, we're attached to something or some relationship which isn't good. To look at that, you know, this is sapping me from my joy. To look at that and to take some corrective action. If we are inspired by the Holy Spirit to do so. And then certainly to thank God for all the blessings that we've given. You know, sometimes we overlook the blessings. Just the fact that we can walk, or, you know, we can talk, or these other things, you know, to acknowledge that. To say, you know, thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you've been given to me. It's in part why we come to Mass. Thanksgiving, Eucharist is Thanksgiving. We come and we thank the Lord for what He's given to us and blessed us with. And certainly we come and offer our lives to the Lord. It's kind of a response when we're joyful. We want to give back to the Lord. So something for us to also consider. And then sometimes, you know, we can maybe put. Take, I mean, I shouldn't. Life is supposed to be, you know, we're supposed to be concerning and careful in our lives. But sometimes we can be too serious. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, I make mistakes. So we make mistakes. We sin. Yeah, we sin. So come to the sacrament of confession. Come and repent. Because if we don't, that saps us of a joy. Yeah. Holding on to resentment and unforgiveness, that saps one of joy. So we come and we ask the Lord, we repent, we say we're sorry, we learn from our mistakes. You know, if someone says, if you're not making any mistakes, you're not doing anything. So to pray for that joy, pray to the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says, rejoice always in the Lord. We should be joy-filled, rejoicing in the Lord for again, what, our eyes are fixed on heaven. That's where our goal is, to be with the Lord forever. So we just ask, Lord, just help us, Lord, to open up ourselves more to the joy that you give us in the Holy Spirit. Help us to open up more to that in our lives. Help us to grow in joy. And then certainly to share that with others. You know, in Luke's Gospel, Jesus, about the Good Shepherd, he says there's more joy in one sinner that's come back than 99 righteous. There's more rejoicing in heaven over one lost sinner that returns. So for us to be joy-filled when we see others and we see how they come back to the Lord, that's important for us then to be a good witness in that regard. Because we can be a powerful witness that draws others to the Lord. So we just pray, Lord, help us to be joy-filled, so that eventually we certainly be with you forever. enjoy the joy-filledness of heaven.